Cold Lake. Pathways Alliance held the first of a series of information sessions on October 25, bringing together residents and experts to give insight on the Alliance's proposed carbon capture storage. The group plans to construct a major carbon capture and storage system line connecting a carbon storage hub in Cold Lake to oil sands facilities in the Fort McMurray, Christina Lake, and Cold Lake regions. Its primary objective is the decarbonization of the oil and gas industry by reaching net zero greenhouse gas, GHG, emissions by 2050. The Cold Lake session offered a platform for dialogue, allowing residents to delve into the technicalities of the technology and learn about the overall proposed project. Lakeland this week spoke to some of the residents who attended the Cold Lake session. Bill Parker believes the project is a great idea. It's necessary. It's taking on the concerns that are out there around the world about carbon and emissions. And this is one way to resolve it, said Parker. Parker encourages the public to attend future information sessions to become more aware of what is going on and the possible effects the project will have, adding it is important to gain information directly from the source. Other information sessions are planned for St. Paul on November 1, from 3 to 7 p.m., at the All Saints Ukrainian Orthodox Church. And another is scheduled to take place at the Glendon Seniors Center on November 2, also from 3 to 7 p.m. Paul Gullickson, also a resident of Cold Lake, said he's sitting on the fence, explaining he would like to learn more about the motivations and technicalities of the project. I just hope in 30 years, we don't look back and say, what in the world were you thinking when you did that? Speaking about infrastructure concerns, Gullickson said he wonders what will happen if the infrastructure fails after 10, 50, or even 100 years after completion. What's going to be the effect? Is it going to leak? Is it going to contaminate the water? And what are ways to prevent potential problems in the future? He questioned. I'm not a scientist. Just an ordinary guy that is trying to make sense of all this, said Gullickson. As for motivation, Gullickson is also concerned about the Canadian government's plan of achieving net zero, particularly with how it will affect the economy. We burn oil, fossil fuels, and natural gas, from the truck that delivers foods and necessities to grocery stores, to planes flying in the air. If you want to meet carbon zero in Canada, you're going to crater the economy, said Gullickson, stating that by removing natural gas from the equation, prices like food and other necessities will skyrocket. If you can beat that argument, of finding solutions to lower prices for food and necessity goods and create a roaring economy on the path to net zero, then let's go for carbon zero. But nobody has even come close to convincing me that carbon zero is a good thing, because I know it'll never be achieved. So it raises a question, who's pushing this? Said Gullickson. For Raymond Gillis, he said it is important for oil and gas companies to find ways to reduce their carbon footprint. It's important that we pay attention to our environment and do things that are best for our communities, not just for people that are here today, but for people that are going to be here 50 years from today, said Gillis. It is also equally important for the community to look at the advantages and disadvantages of technology, to ensure regulatory requirements are being met, according to Gillis. This can only be done with the proper facts and information, he said. Thus he appreciates the fact that Pathways Alliance is bringing information sessions to communities to answer questions and concerns. Gillis believes the project will be beneficial to the Cold Lake region. We have an area of the province suitable for carbon capture storage, he said, explaining there are places around the world where the technology is not viable due to unsuitable geological formations underground. And we can utilize that to our advantage to lower emissions. Nancy Broadbent, president and CEO of Portage College, said while she cannot speak on behalf of the science and politics of the project, from a post-secondary institution's perspective, we're excited anytime that there's development in our region that's going to bring jobs that helps us retain youth and talent in our communities. According to Broadbent, in partnership with Alberta Hub, the Regional Economic Development Alliance, REDA, of Northeast Alberta, as well as economic developers in the region, Portage College is tracking the project to try and get ahead of what the labor demands will be in both the construction phase and the operational phase. Pinpointing when the project might begin, for example, allows educational institutions to kickstart programs that will enable local people to access jobs relevant to the carbon capture project and other potential projects in Northeast Alberta. This is part of the partnership's proposed project to get a better understanding of the current and future market demand for qualified tradespeople within the Alberta hub region, as it pertains to, but not limited to, very strong oil and gas, agriculture, aerospace, and other emerging industries of renewable and clean technologies, said Broadbent. While the initiative is still trying to get funding, the idea, according to Broadbent, is to create a map of the labor requirements in the region, to enable post-secondary institutions like Portage College and area municipalities to develop strategies and training to meet those labor demands. When asked if Broadbent has any concerns pertaining to the project, she said, "I'm not a scientist to know. I have to leave that in the trust of the people working on it." She added, "I just hope that whatever we do, it's going to be good for the province of Alberta and also has a good balance of protecting the environment and the people of the area."